and that dog would take off. And then back in them woods he'd go. And he'd come back with the count, the right one. So we never really, in other words, we used to, if she was off wedding in seeing distance, you know, we'd walk out there with the bucket for feed, you know, to put a feed in. And she would recognize that, and it would take a club of wood or stick of wood or something like that and bang it a little bit, you know, and we'd hold it up. And I don't know whether she really saw it or what, but a lot of times she'd come, you know.
Okay. Do you know any names or any other calls folks would have for sheep or?
No, like I said.
Or chickens or when you were feeding them, you know.
Now, I've heard people call for the pigs, you know what I mean, that, where they had them in open fields, you know. Sioux pig, you know.
Sioux pig?
Yeah.
Sioux pig.
And they'd come.
Okay. What about when you're feeding chicken here, say? Okay. Now, did you ever have one when you call a calf?
No, not
Okay. Horses?
No, we usually name the horses Bill, Bob, Robert, Sam.
Okay. No calls to sheep either. Any calls to sheep?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What would you say to a mule or a horse if you want to make them go left or right?
Well, gee and haw, you know. And of course you'd pull on the rein, you know.
Okay, and when you wanted to urge a horse on?
Yeah.
When you wanted to get him started, and then when you wanted to really get him to take off, maybe. Put it all out.
Yes. Change the tone of your voice. Get up there, Bill. Wrap his fanny with a whip or something.
And when you wanted to stop him, or back
him. Whoa, Bill.
What did you say when you wanted to back him into a buggy?
Well, like I said, I don't remember the terminology that they use for, because I never really hitched them up to buggies or wagons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember.
Okay. Now, when you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, did you say you wanted to?
Hitch them up.
Hitch them up. Okay. Say harness or.
Yeah. Right.
When you're riding the horse, what would you guide him with?
Reins.
Okay.
The bit.
All right.
The reins, you know, was affixed to the bit.
Well, no, when you were, say, if you're riding a wagon, you called them the reins.
Yeah, in other words, I did. I mean, of course, like I said, I never rode that much in wagons, you know. But the reins was always what I thought, you know.
Now, you put your feet in the, and you're riding horseback, and you put them in the...
Huh?
What would you put your feet in when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
Okay. And when you're plowing, say, what'd you call it with two horses? What would you call the one that walked in the furrow?
Other than lead horse, I don't.
Lead horse?
I don't know.
If something's not near at hand, you say it's a little.
Far.
Okay, you just say it's a little.
Little off. Little ways off.
Okay, a little ways off. Okay. Now, if you're traveling at night and you. Well, you've been traveling at night, forget that. If you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say that you had, what to go before dark? Before dark, I had to go.